Welcome, Calden. Thank you for coming to see Father. What guidance do you seek today? Calden of the Jorgen Kindred shifted on the slightly too small stool which sat in the middle of the scanning booth. Everything aboard the Mentat station was slightly too small for him, but since he was over 3 meters tall, it wasn't surprising. In the 5 years he had been living and working there, he had gotten used to accommodating himself to the smaller living quarters and furnishings. It was worth a bit of discomfort to do the work he loved. The Jorgen Kindred were a branch of the Kindred who had bonded themselves, against the High Council's will, to a race of people who were 30% larger than most other humanoid races. They had lost touch with their Kindred brothers, and then, as the High Council had predicted, they ran out of females to bond with. Because of a genetic anomaly, any joining with a Kindred warrior produced only sons 95% of the time, which meant that the Kindred were always on the move, looking for new brides. When the Jorgen Kindred ran out of females, they built a mothership and went in search of new females to bond with them. Their leader, Bram, was certain that the goddess, the mother of all life whom all Kindred worship, would lead them in the right direction. Calden had disagreed. He was an atheist and a scientist, and he cared nothing for religion or wild hopes and dreams, or for females for that matter. He could happily live without a mate, and so he had taken a shuttle and gone to live and work at the Mentat science station, a place where logic and reason were valued above all else. He had also taken the seed of a bonding fruit plant, a requirement for any Jorgen Kindred who decided to leave the mothership.
"I will never use this, you know,"
he had objected when Wren, the science officer and his good friend, had given it to him on his departure.
"You know how the Mentats are. You know the rules aboard the station where I'm going to work." "Nevertheless, you must take it," Wren had insisted. "Bram wants to be certain that any warrior who leaves the mothership has the means to bond with a chosen female if he meets one. And since we are so much larger than most of the people we can bond with, the bonding fruit is a necessity."
"I will take it as a token and memento of my race," Calden had agreed, relenting, "though I know I will never use it. Go in peace, brother, and may the goddess bless you," Wren told him. "If you ever wish to join with us again, simply signal. Though we are going far from the Mentat station, I fear," he frowned, "still, we may hear you. I will be certain to keep my shuttle tuned to the mothership for as long as possible," Calden had promised. He and Wren had embraced one last time, and then he had left, going to his new life, a life of science and study and observation. It was the life Calden had always wished for, and he was happy here at the Mentat station. It was a bit cramped, but since the race he now lived with was only half a meter or so shorter than he was, it wasn't too bad. He had no problems living and working with the most logical beings in the universe who valued reason over emotion. He fit right in with them and had no difficulty following their rules, even the more stringent ones most males would balk at. But now he was here in the scanning booth asking to break one of those rules, or at least bend it a little.
"I am not so much in need of guidance as permission, Father," he said, choosing his words carefully.
The AI who oversaw and ran the Mentat station was a reasonable entity, but some topics must still be approached with caution. There was a moment while the soothing blue light which suffused the scanning booth flickered, and then Father's voice spoke in that same soft, melodious tone.
"Very well, Calden. Explain." "The recovery droids have made an extraordinary find," Calden said. "The remains of a spaceship, a colony ship, we believe. Its inhabitants must have been seeking a new planet to live on, because there are frozen embryos of many different animals and cuttings and seeds of hundreds of plants.
A most stirring discovery." The lighting in the scanning booth flickered faintly pink, and Father's voice sounded mildly interested, which for the Mentat AI was an extreme expression of emotion.